O believers, if you yield to the unbelievers, they will drag you back to unbelief and you will become the losers. The fact is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your protector and He is the best of all helpers. Soon we shall cast terror into the hearts of the unbelievers, for they commit shirk with Allah, for whom He has revealed no authority. The hellfire shall be their home, and evil is the home of the wrongdoers. Allah did indeed fulfill His promise to you when, with His leave, you defeated them until you flinched and fell into dispute about the order and disobeyed the Prophet after Allah had brought within your sight the booty which you loved. Among you, there were some who desired the gain of this world and some who desired the gain of the hereafter. He allowed you to be defeated in order to test you, but now He has forgiven you. For Allah is gracious to the believers. Remember how you fled in panic and did not even look back at one another while the Rasul at your rear was calling out to you? Consequently, Allah inflicted upon you one sorrow after another to teach you a lesson, not to grieve for what you lose, nor at any misfortune you may encounter. Allah is well aware of all that you do. Then, after this grief, He bestowed peace on some of you, a slumber which overcame them, while the others were stirred to anxiety by their own fancies, holding unjust and wrong suspicions about Allah, the suspicions of ignorance. Now they ask, "Have we any say in the matter?" Tell them, "All matters are in the hands of Allah." They hide in their minds what they dare not reveal to you. They mean to say, "If we had any say in the matter, none of us would have been killed here." Say to them, "Even if you had remained in your homes, those of you who were destined to be killed would nevertheless have been killed. But it was Allah's will to test your faith and purge what was in your hearts. Allah has knowledge of the secrets of your hearts. As for those of you who turned their backs on the day when the two armies met, they failed in their duty because they were seduced by Shaitan on the account of some of their shortcomings. But now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has pardoned them, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the forgiving, the forbearing."